Here's another example of language and how it's used in our society, and this is a construct of our society. For example, who owns who in fairy tales? Once upon a time, there was a farmer, his wife, and their children. Or, once upon a time, in a castle high up on a hill, lived a king with his queen and his servants. Who owns who here? Once upon a time, there was a family of farmers. There was a woman, a man, and their two children. Is that a better construction? Does it reflect more the world in which we now live in, which we've always lived in, but a world where we're saying that men and women have equal status in the world that we live in? And here's the version for the other one. In a castle, high up on a hill, lived a king and a queen, together with their servants. For my part, let me clearly state that this isn't something which I had thought about when my son was born and when I read for him. However, when my daughter was born, she's younger, when my daughter was born and I was reading for her, then I really began to think about the language I was using. So in her young life, I never once read to her, once upon a time there was a farmer, his wife and their children. I always rephrased it, and I could do that up until about the age, until she was 8 or 9, but after that, it wasn't possible. Why? Well, because then she began reading by herself. She didn't have a father who could help her to readdress the situation. Now she's being exposed to the same kind of language, which can also, in turn, affect her own way of thinking. Or possibly not. My point is, by the language we use, we can choose to express ourselves in a way which is more democratic, more fair. Or not.